I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and tonight's show is going to be crazy as hell. We have rap legend, rap pioneer, MC Shang coming on tonight, and our topic is, if a female sucks your nuts while sucking your dick, does that make her nasty? And I'll tell you about that in a moment. I see my lovely co-host Ashton is on, and what it do, baby girl? What the hell? Let me try this.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm laughing at you.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Blanco just muted me real fast, but I had a lot of emotional ass niggas today. I think they need to sign up under Carl Thomas.
That's not good.
They are so emotional all over the place. Like, it doesn't make sense how men have no communication skills and they want to ball up all this pent up energy and negativity and then explode and expect me to understand what's wrong with them. And I'm one.
Like, why is that?
I don't know. You know, they want attention, and attention I really don't have for, you know, people who are not worthy of the attention. Yeah, basically, you got to stand out. You got to, you know, show me you worth it. If not, you going to fall by the wayside. It's no harm, no foul. Like, why are you getting emotional about it? You're not doing anything. Wow. But hey, we're going to have a great show tonight. Somebody, after I blasted the call time and everything, somebody told me that he thinks the girl is a hoe. And I said, it's your stuff. He said, he don't care. He don't like that. And if she does that, it's just the thought of it is nasty. He wouldn't taste his own shit. So I'm like, maybe you need to wash. Or
wow.
But I told him to call in. Hopefully he called so he can explain that.
Oh, shit. Wow. That's interesting because, for a man to sit there and say that, it kind of fucked me up. Like, how does a man say, yo, this chick was sucking my dick and then she sucked my nuts? And I look at her and I'm like, she a nasty bitch. But I'm looking at him like, yo, have you looked at yourself in the mirror? You should be happy that a motherfucker decided to suck your balls, let alone your dick. Like, what the fuck?
It'd be the gross looking castle, my say. You know, the fine ass niggas be so humble and calm, but it'd be the ratchet looking people that always have something to say. Ass backwards.
Wow. That is just like so sad. I'm just like excited about MC Shan because I spoke with him on Friday and he is so fucking funny, like for real, to the point where he went and read blogs and all, like, oh, no, wait a minute, you know what I'm saying? Then you decide to pop a little shit on Twitter and you already know that from the hashtag LSRM, that's what we were talking about on Twitter is going to be the show on Friday.
Right.
So we got all the hype magazine people calling in, and you already know what happened the last time. And Rachel is calling in, because we started early this morning, because I couldn't do it last night, because I had a business meeting, and I was at Fridays, and I was drinking. And I was drinking margaritas, and the bartender was very heavy-handed to where he had my chest burning. And I was like, okay, like this is too much. So I came home and went to bed, and I was done. But it was like, this is like, quite interesting, so to speak. So it's like, at the end of the day, it's going to be a good show because he's a shit talker. But most New Yorkers are. They can't help it. They can't help it at all. So I got three of his tracks and The Bridge, then Left Me Lonely, and then the new one, which was, what was it? Oh, Let's Bring Hip Hop Back. And oh my gosh, yo, even today, this nigga still got it.
Oh, okay, cool. Can't wait to hear it.
I was feeling it. Like, what the hell? Like, holy shit, this is what's up, you know? So, at the end of the day, I'm like, it's all good. So why the hell is my shit selling? Like, this is getting on my nerves. Like, I'm not understanding why shit is selling, and I have all my my networks together. So, I feel like if a female is giving head, then the everything should be good. You know what I mean? I feel like the nuts and the dick, it all goes hand in hand.
I agree. But it's not for everyone. Oh my gosh. This is so not good.
What happened?
Because my fucking internet is acting stupid. Let me hear from Ren downstairs real quick so I can see if this shit is cycling. Because we had a storm earlier, and the internet has been acting crazy ever since.
Right.
And I'm like, no, it's working. The shit that I go through to give everybody an excellent sex talk radio show. I guess if I was talking about something unimportant, unrelated to sex, the show would go off without a problem. But since we're nasty bitches, you know, we do what nasty bitches do. We talk about sex. We keep it real. We keep it all the way funky. You know what? Let me try another route. Because I need to be able to see my switchboard. If I don't see nothing else, I can see my switchboard and I'll be happy. So it's coming up. Because I think she's gonna call in at he's like 9:30, 9:45. Oh shit, this is him. Hold on. Hello?
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I sent it to your Google number. I'll send it to this number. Okay. You can't call me from a different number. And then, see, this is the shit that I'm talking about. Oh, my gosh. Action, help me. Hercules.
See, got me cracking up.
Oh,
I love you, Cece. She is so full of laughs.
What is she saying? Because I can't see nothing.
No, there's a business opportunity call going on at the same time. It's actually closing out. And she pretty much knows everything, but being that other people and I asking questions, she figured she would ask the question. And she's too cute because she's acting like she doesn't know, but she knows.
See, that's your homegirl.
Yes.
You know what? This shit is like really starting to piss me off. I'm waiting. I gotta send him the text message, but I don't want to send him the text message until my fucking switchboard is up.
Oh, come
because
on, switchboard.
I know because I can't take the call. Okay, I'm waiting for one of these damn browsers to work. Yeah. Hold on, let me try another one. I'm so sorry, y'all. This is not me. This is like something that's out of my hands.
Night.
I know, right? Like, what the fuck? Oh, my God, like,
This is not happening. It's trying to connect. Okay. That's up. Let me get to the switchboard and just the studio and just leave that up. I gotta wait an extra minute for that to come up. See, this is the shit I don't like. And this is why I gotta change my platform.
Uh-huh. No, don't make that sound. That ain't good.
Girl, like, what in the fuck? And then I don't know if I can get to it from my, oh, shit, I would send him a crazy-ass message. I know he's probably looking at me like, what in the hell is that? This is just so not good for me right now. Okay, hold on. It's telling me that it was changed. So let me try again. My life, my life, my life. And it's still doing the same thing because it's like, okay, I have no internet access.
No.
And this is the shit that I be talking about. Like, when you have internet and you sit there and you pay your fucking money and then you deal with a ratchet-ass service like Blog Talk, I guess I could switch phones and do it from my iPhone. I think I could do that. Okay. Hold on. Okay, what I'm going to do, I won't be able to type on BBM. I'll use the iPhone, and I can just, whatchamacallit. Because I can't be on the internet at the same time. Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do is hang up and call off on my BlackBerry.
Okay.
And then use the iPhone.
All right.
So just talk to people and tell everybody what's going on because I can't see anything. I'm in the blind.
Aw, it's no fun.
Tell me about it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, so wait, you mean you can't type in? You could add callers in, though, right?
Once I get on my iPhone, I can't see anything.
So what's that mean?
Oh, I'm going to do it off my iPhone. Then I can bring people in.
Oh, okay. As long as we can bring people in, because I'm going to encourage people tonight to call and to have others call about this topic. All right, so hurry up and call.
Okay, bye.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, tonight's topic is going to be about people giving you fellatio. In the sense that if they give you head, do you think it's nasty? Do you think it's necessary? What is your take on it? I hope that everyone calls in because the different outbursts that I got tonight was crazy. And if she sucks your nuts while giving you head, does that make her nasty as well? One person told me that they absolutely can't tolerate that. It's like they don't want head, they don't want their balls wet, they don't want none of that. They consider it very disgusting of a person to do. Another person said it's necessary. It's actually mandatory, and if they don't do it, they don't bother with the person. So any of your freaks and your freak friends and people who are open to talking to anyone about situations and such, please have them call in because I would love to hear the different responses. We have MC Shan, who's going to say the bridge is over, coming on tonight. Can't wait for that. See what he's been up to, what he's been doing. You on?
I'm online, and yay. I am trying to get the shit to work.
Oh.
What does it mean if she keeps talking about I'm not connected to the internet? I don't need internet. Hold on, let me cut off the Wi-Fi. Okay, hold on. We're getting somewhere here.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say the devil is a liar. But let me write you down.
Yes, I had to cut my Wi-Fi off on the iPhone. But, okay, hold on. Okay, I'm trying to log in now.
Oh, okay.
Oh my goodness. This is so not good. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to pull up the studio. Guys, I am so sorry. It is my fucking internet. Everything was working fine up until today. Okay, I'm trying to bring the studio up. Damn it. This is so not happening right now.
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay, now we're good.
Okay, great, because I was not going to be happy.
Hi, MC Shan. How are you?
Oh, you got me this time.
Man, I'm having fucking technical difficulties like a motherfucker.
I'm like, shit. All right, dang, come on now. You got technical difficulties. The subject you sent me was crazy. I ain't mad at y'all.
Okay, now, tell everybody who you are and what you do and what you do.
Well, my name is MC Shan. I'm from Queensbridge, the original. And yes, if you suck my dick and you fucking lick the balls, you're not nasty. It's just part of the job.
You know what? And that's what I thought of being a female. until a guy told me that when a chick was sucking his dick and she started sucking his balls, he looked at her and was like, "She's a nasty bitch." I can see if she was.
All right, but
ass.
I can see if there was salty, then fuck it, he's a nasty motherfucker. He's supposed to clean him first.
Right.
Nah, he nasty for having fucked up salty balls. Y'all gonna get my full attention in a minute. I'm driving right now. But y'all got my attention, but I'm gonna sit down in the house. They just fucked up my meal. I was sitting in the restaurant for 2 hours. They ain't giving my shit. We just left after eating all their appetizers and drinking all their drinks. Fuckers.
So they didn't get your food right.
They ain't bringing shit.
Damn. And what restaurant did you go to?
Huh?
What restaurant did you go to?
I'm not giving them any props. Fuck them. I'm not. That's them. The ones that I'm not going to say their name. We ain't giving them niggas no free advertisement. Them motherfuckers ain't even bring me a meal, let alone they ain't cutting a check.
Tell you on that. People, wherever he went, if you saw him there, do not go back any fucking more. All
right? Right.
Don't go there.
His dick and we ain't going to give them no negative or no positive. Motherfucker might just go there to eat just to see if they'll bring their food on time. And they made a couple of hundred. We ain't trying to do that.
Got you. Now, I have a question. How long have you been in the industry?
Longer than some of these people listening have been alive. I've been in this industry for 25 years, I think. Since 86. Count that shit up.
Damn, I was 16. No, wait a minute, hold on.
Wow.
No, I was 17.
So yeah, you was old enough at that point. You was out and about. You was out and about doing you.
Yeah, I already had a kid and was working the second one.
Oh, I hear that.
I ain't even gonna say how old I was. I wasn't listening to rap. I was listening to the Smurfs and Hair Bears and Rainbow Bright at that time. So I'm gonna sit my ass down somewhere. See, people need to know when they need to have a seat.
Yes, that is true. I got keys, so I wish I would have ran over that cat. That cat, I hate that cat. He tears my garbage up. Y'all didn't hear that. You're going to be sending the animal cruelty people to my house.
Now, we won't report you to the Humane Society. At all. Now, how did you get into the rap game?
Yeah.
How did you get into the rap game?
I'm going to.
Oh.
I got a team.
All right. But you taking the truck? All right. All right, y'all have my undivided now.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, how did you get into the rap game?
Well, basically, Shantae brought me into the game. I mean, we was rhyming on the benches just doing us, and Shantae started, she made a record. And I was nicer than Shantae on the bench, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, hold on. Nah, Shantae made a record. I got to make one, too. But I had to figure out my way to make a record, so I made Molly Scratch, which was my introduction into the game.
Oh, damn. I remember Roxanne Shantae, because then it was the real Roxanne, and then she came out, and I was like, well, who the fuck is who?
Right, and they had the real Roxanne. They switched up to real Roxanne so many times.
Right.
They said not to feed her 13 times. In the same place, you don't step, you're going to hit that thing. Boom. She's still good. I'm trying to multitask.
Well, why you multitasking?
No, I'm with you now.
Oh, yes. I'm bringing Scotty Mackey in, too, because he's feels like, you know, this is going to be an epic interview and he has to be a part of it with his nasty ass. I guess he's setting the tempo for June 15th.
What up, dog? Yo. Sam, what's good, baby?
I'm chilling like a villain. What's good with you?
Ain't nothing to it, man. I can't wait for North Carolina, dog. We going to tear shit down. You hear me, brother?
Exactly. 3 days in North Kakalaki? What?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Hey, Shan, I was telling Chuck that you a hell of an interview, man. You know, hey, Shan is my big homie, y'all. I'm telling y'all, dog give a good interview. You got to let him talk, dog, because Shan get the gold, man. He get to spitting that real shit on these young guys, man.
Right, but see, since she got this fucking sex talk show, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things. She sent me the topic of the show. I'm like, oh, well, she thought I was going to choke because we talking about fucking pussy and dicks and shit. Well, I ain't going to be talking about no dicks. I'm going to talk a lot about pussy if that's the kind of show this is. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I love pussy.
Yeah,
yeah, I love them triples.
Shan ain't one of them choke artists. Shan ain't going to choke up. He's going to tell you the real. He's going to get it in there.
Right. And when it comes to pussy, I'm going to get it in there more than one way.
Hey, Shan. Hey, you know, Chalk Mommy going to be down there in North Carolina with us, man, doing the radio show live, man.
Yeah, well, we're gonna be dead radio show live then.
Yeah. What's up, Chalk, baby? You all right?
You all right, dog? The PG version and the triple, no, we're
going to
have 4X version.
Oh, man, Chalk, don't start that. You're not going to be
on,
no
did
radio.
Did she just say PG?
She not going to be no PG. Don't believe that shit, Shan. She lying, dog. She just saying that bullshit, man.
I ain't mad.
Yeah.
Proper grammar. Proper grammar is all good to me. PG. Proper grammar.
Well, from what I understand, the text I got, the topic was, if you get some head and the girl gets sucking your nuts, does that make her a nasty bitch? Or is that part of getting your dick sucked, right? Am I right?
Yeah. That was the text I got.
Right. Okay. Well, here's my response to that. Hell no, it don't make her a nasty bitch. She doing what the fuck she supposed to do.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's what I said. Now,
right,
you a nasty motherfucker if you give her salty balls to lick. You're a nasty motherfucker. Turn the tables on the nigga ass. Tell that motherfucker, go wash them salty nuts, nigga. Stop playing.
Hey, if you just got done changing brakes and you whipped the motherfucker out on it, now you was a foul nigga.
No, but I'm just saying, but if she just want to suck it and I'm dirty and I just came in the house and she's just like, yo, fuck it, just drop it, let me suck it right now. I'm not going to fucking say she nasty or nothing. I'm be like, that's my baby right there. Fuck is y'all talking about?
Yeah. Boy, you a wild nigga, Sam, man.
Hey, where Raven go, babe? Oh, okay.
So what do you say to all the men who feel that that is nasty?
Ain't no
dumb
man
motherfucker, try it sometime.
Right.
Try it sometime.
Let her lick them. You won't think she nasty
right.
No fucking more.
And look, ladies, I'm going to give y'all a little hint of advice, too. If you start sliding your fingers in places they ain't supposed to be and that nigga like that shit, leave that nigga alone because he's on the down low like a motherfucker. My dick's going to go soft as a motherfucker on you and I'm going to fucking punch you in the top of your fucking head if you move your finger in the wrong fucking area. I'm telling you now.
I know that's right, G.
My shit gonna shrink right in your face. You know how when Mario Brothers, that nigga die, that shit go. That's the fuck gonna happen after you feel that fucking, you see them blue stars, like, this nigga just punched me in my head. Fucking ain't right. Better move your motherfucking finger.
I'll fuck around and catch a star that night. Fuck that.
Right.
Nah.
Then she be talking about you to her friends. That nigga, huh? No, fuck out of
right.
here, bitch.
Right. I'm about to play that shit over here. Let's try something new, boo. Bitch, you better not.
Well, shit, I hope when we talk about trying something new that you the motherfucking specimen. Shit. You the specimen, not me. I don't listen.
Right. Chuck, what you think about it, Chuck? Do you think that's a nasty bitch? What you think about it?
Well, you know, I'm like the nasty of the nasties. Hell no. Like, everything is fair play when you have it sex.
No,
Except for the primitive part. You know.
No.
So, Chalk
Mommy, do you make slurping noises when you're committing the act? Do you make the slurpy sound? I'm not going to fucking imitate the slurpy sound because that's not something that a nigga should do. But do you fucking make the slurpy sound when you're doing that thang thang?
It's like I'm at 7-Up getting a slurpy, the big gulp. Yes, I do. It gotta be
okay. Just want to know, Sam, you got a gag reflex?
Sam, you seen the video?
No, I didn't see the video. I didn't see the video. I didn't look at the video. I didn't see that. I don't particularly like motherfucking looking at other niggas pounding pussy and shit. And I definitely ain't watching no fucking pussy flicks with two niggas in the room. Fuck that shit.
Johnny, you're telling on yourself. I guess you've seen the video.
You remember, Chuck, you sent it to me. Remember, you was going to check this shit out. Then I'm shocked when I...
She was supposed to send it to me, too. I didn't see it.
I hit play on that shit. I was like, damn, Chuck.
I mean, Chuck, hey.
All the way that's the baby right there.
Listen. What you're trying to tell me is that she has public video of dick sucking display going on somewhere on the internet? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's not public, but I got the tape.
No, I'm not saying that she did it out in public with, you know, with people watching, but I mean, we can be voyeurs secretly and privately in our own homes if we'd like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can.
Oh, Chalk Mommy.
I'm sorry.
I ain't mad at you. I don't even want to watch the shit, tell you the truth.
Oh, you want to see it firsthand?
Huh?
You want to see it firsthand? You want to see the felony?
Don't stop me.
Yes.
I'm gonna fucking watch that video and be talking about, can I test that flavor, Shawty? Can I test that flavor? I heard you got the flavor of the month. Let me test that. Look, I ain't got no qualms about eating pussy now. There ain't no qualms about that shit, so let's not motherfucking get across the shit. It won't be no 68s, and I owe you one, nigga. I'm going to dive the fuck in like it's no qualm.
Hey, Sam, you know what they say about eating pussy, though, man? It's like potato salad. You can't eat everybody's, man.
Huh? Right. You give me some good motherfucking head and that pussy smell like strawberries, or I'm going in. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
So, do you make the slurpy sounds while doing your thing? Bang?
I don't know. I have to ask my wife if I do that. She's just a freak, too. She like girls, too, so I'm just a lucky man. My wife loves us, some chicks. But on another note, yes, I make
right.
No, I don't make this. Listen, it depends. I watch your face. That's what I do. I watch your face and shit to know if I'm getting it right. And then if I get it right and that face and them eyes twist back in the back of your head, boom, I know I got you. All right, here go a question for the fellas and shit. Well, this ain't even a question. I got to set some of you niggas straight that when you do it right and she squirts in your mouth, nigga, she did not piss. Okay?
Thank
that
you.
Was not piss. She just
worded, okay?
Thank
so I know
you.
It's gonna feel like you're gonna want punching her fucking neck, like, yo, you fucking shit in my mouth, bitch, and fuck you up. That's not what that is, nigga. You just did your job properly. So pat yourself and pat yourself on the back.
You're so scared of the leash, baby.
I like to try and straighten things out for people. You know what I'm saying? I like to solve problems sometimes. You know, sometimes I'm fucking, you know, because it has happened to me several times. And I'm like, what the fuck? Until I figured it out. And then it's like, okay, I know what that is. You didn't do me dirty, shorty. I ain't got a punch in your stomach.
Okay, now, here's a good question for you. Being that you've been in the industry 25 years, right? Because when you started out, you were fairly young, and you know, like, what was the, like, being on the road, what was the best pussy you ever had that you still think about today?
I don't think about it today in that form because I had so much. See, I'm at that age. Pussy don't make a nigga different. I don't give a fuck. You don't want to give me no pussy? I know where the motherfucking lotion is, okay? Fuck you. You hold that thought, okay? I'm at that point. I don't give a fuck about all that bullshit. You want to hold a pussy hostage? So what? But I think about this pussy was so good that Shorty got away with all my rings and all my jewelry. But good thing Swan took her home. Swan took her home, so she knew where he knew where she lived. But that pussy was so good, I told her, put the jewelry on, shawty. You can wear all my shit. And I fucking forgot I gave her the motherfucking jewelry. She went home with it. All my chains, all my fucking rings, everything. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Swan, you took her home, nigga, where that pussy at? That was getting to get my shit.
Hey, check it out. I'm finna get a problem here, Chalk. You know what I'm saying? Shan, Chalk, I'm going to see y'all down in North Carolina. I got love for y'all, man. Y'all have a good show, you hear me?
All right, definitely.
All right, Chalk. Hey, be ready, Chalk. You already know what it is, right?
I'm ready.
All right, baby. All right, OG, I'm going to holler at you, dog.
All right.
Yep.
I was asking, Big Tone is on the line. This is going to be funny.
Oh, okay. No.
What's up, Big Tone? You're on the line with MC Shan, me, and Aston. How are you?
What up, Chalk? What up, Aston? MC Shan? What up, brother?
Chilling like a villain. What's good?
Ain't nothing. Straight out of Brooklyn with it. But you know, that song definitely was big time back in the day. I just want to say that 1986. Wow, I was all 10 years old. I was all 10 years old in 1986. I was a little fish, a little porgy in the lake.
You still witness to the fucking greatness of hip hop back then. So shit, we feel blessed.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I was... When Biggie said he let his tape rock to his tape pop, that was me. That was me. Friday night, Saturday night, I used to record all the shows. Mr. Magic.
Right, Mr. Magic.
From Mr. Magic, then DJ Red Alert. I used to go back and forth to all the shows.
We had the little battle going on back and forth with us with Red Alert and... Kiss Busters, that was our shit. We was Kiss Busters.
Yeah, these young boys don't know about that, man. They missed out on some good years. These young boys don't know about that. They don't know about the Mr. Magic show. The DJ
right, they actually
show.
Lost out on half their history. They don't know what the fuck going on. These niggas lost nowadays.
Yeah, they think Bludge just got invented 5 years ago.
Right. Niggas actually be trying to tell me shit like, nigga, you don't know what you're doing. You irrelevant. Nigga, I showed you what to fucking do vicariously through your favorite rapper.
Word. And for the question that Chalk got going on, let me tell you something. You ain't a freak unless you licking them balls. Let you know right now. All these chicks out here want to walk around talking about they a freak, they a pop, they do it as a novel. You ain't licking nuts. You ain't freaking nothing. Anybody can give head. Licking nuts. You a real bitch when you licking nuts. Only real bitches lick nuts.
Yeah, but like they say, some shit is just reserved for certain motherfucking what you call it. Nigga take you out and fucking you all the dessert, shorty. He deserves his balls licked. Sorry.
I said like this. I said like this. If you want your if you want your pussy, then you gotta lick these nuts. Fair exchange.
Look, fair exchange, and we're gonna do it at the same time. We're gonna count. One,
oh,
two.
Yeah, 59 is a good number.
You trying to cheat? One, two. You ready? Ready? Go.
Yeah. 69 was my number. Was my number when I was on a football team in high school.
Shit, I was on 68 OU1 for a long ass time. Fuck that, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I ain't trusting these chicks out here nowadays like that. Fuck out
of
here.
Oh, nah, you might
be glad. Look, I am glad that I'm fucking married. I am glad. Because, damn, fucking these chicks be doing fucking shit, strange shit for some change, Jack.
Listen. Some of these chicks' pussies can't cross the Brooklyn Bridge before 12 o'clock p.m. This shit just has that. You know what I'm saying?
Hazardous material.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta go to some of these chicks' crib with the radiation detector in your hand, because they cribs, it's got radiation. These chicks' cribs is messy, and all that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go up and make sure you gotta find out where you want to sit at.
I like, yo, shorty, you got any roaches and shit? You got any roaches, shorty?
The roaches be asking you what you want to drink. Now, what I want was good. You want to drink, son?
Right. Yo, you going to hit that pussy tonight, nigga? She just had a nigga over here the other night.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, she ain't tell you about that, nigga? Oh, good thing for the roaches, nigga. We keep you up on some shit around here.
She'd be like, yeah, hope you ain't taking a Red Lobster, because the last nigga just took it to Crown Fried Chicken.
Hold on, but let me ask this question, though. How come motherfuckers, this go for dudes and chicks, how come motherfuckers that ain't got shit, they want niggas with the highest motherfucking pay grade, but you ain't got shit. Fuck, you can't even bring shit to the motherfucking table, yet you want a motherfucker that drive a Mercedes. You can't even fucking help the nigga pay insurance every month. What the fuck?
You got gas money. You want a nigga to pull up in a V8, and you ain't got no gas money for the V8.
He's supposed to come pick me up. Fuck out of here. You crazy like a motherfucker. You be walking on the side of the highway, motherfucker, fucking with me. Shit.
Oh, my God.
Here's a Metro card. Meet me there.
I ain't giving up no motherfucking Metro card. Shit, you ain't got a dollar in your pocket. Your mama should have taught you to keep a little change in your pocket, at least to be able to make a phone call, if they even got pay phones nowadays.
At least enough to get you a two-way Metro card to go and come.
I ain't even worried about how you get there. Just get there. I might send you home good, but, you know, I might take you back, but, you know.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
We got to call, and then I got to ask my favorite question. I'm going to take the caller first, and then I'm going to ask my question. Actually, you know how I feel about Paymaster, so you know I got to ask them.
Yes.
The phone number ending in 9689. You're live on the air.
Yo, what up?
Hi.
This is Mo. What's poppin', y'all?
Hey, Mo.
I can't
what up,
call you. Chan, what's poppin', bro?
Chillin' like a villain.
Yeah. I'm one of them OG niggas from back then, too.
You
could just hit
pop
out in the park, you know? I respect your music, bro. You know?
Thank you, brother.
But back to your thing, you said something about these chicks wanting niggas with this and that. I could have been on niggas, but that came from the other era. Now, you ladies know, fat niggas was ugly, fat, and black, but they had the best cars, all the money in their pocket. Y'all went hard for them. You understand? So y'all got for you today. You understand what I'm saying? So even to this day, it'd be the monkeyest motherfucker on the block with the baddest chick, as long as he got an SL550 sitting out there.
All right,
you
but now I got to fucking give the chicks a motherfucking thing. I got to give y'all a motherfucking word of wisdom. Fuck what that nigga driving. If he ain't fucking turn the title over to you, you just a good look in that seat while that nigga driving. If you ain't got the title, fuck that. Oh, my nigga driving fucking Mercedes-Benz 500. Right, and when he puts your ass out the door, he gonna put your shit in the trunk and drop you back off your, at your mama house in that 500.
Drop you right back
he
off to that
500.
I'm glad somebody...
He gonna drop you right back off to that bench in front of your building.
Right. And so every little box that you had, your one little plastic shopping bag that you had when you fucking came in this shit, that A&P bag or whatever supermarket you come from with the plastic bag, people, all your shit.
Wow. And even put on a Coach bag or a Gucci bag or nothing. Just a
fuck
A&P
that.
Bag.
I bought that shit. You ain't getting that. Fuck out of here. I'm going to donate that shit and get tax money back on that motherfucker. You stupid?
Exactly.
Now, where the fuck? Hold on. Now you ain't fucking with a nigga. Where the fuck you going that you need a Gucci bag? You back in the hood. The fuck you going?
You got a floor for her girlfriends in the barbecue at the park.
You did all that shit while you was with a nigga. So fuck that. The flossing days is over. You can hang that shit the fuck up.
Now, here's my question. You know, we know that you're married now or whatever. Back in the day, did you ever just straight pay cash to fuck a bitch? Did you ever pay for pussy?
No, that's a rapist, nigga. What the fuck my name? Rick Ross or some shit? Putting mollies in bitches shit and fuck her and she don't even know it? Nah, that ain't my style, nigga, no. I don't even like fucking with drunk chicks because I like my pussy to respond. I'm not fucking with no drunk chick. You coming home all drunk. Yeah, take the pussy. I'm in the pussy and you fucking like a zombie. Get the fuck out of here.
I think she meant
pussy. Have you ever paid for pussy? No. Like, have you ever just went out and was like, damn, I had a couple of hundred or a couple of stacks. I'm about to get this bitch this money and I'm about to beat.
For what? There's a free chick out there some motherfucking where. There's a free chick. I'm not paying no $100 for no fucking pussy, you stupid. Fuck out of here. No way am I paying for pussy. Why do women think that fucking giving a man pussy, they're up? No. You fuck me, I fuck you, we're even. Where the fuck this money and fucking extra shit coming from?
Hello?
Yeah.
I bought him a two. I bought him a two-piece with Crown Fine
it's
chicken.
It's been time niggas been in stools one of these little strip joints, and a bitch as bad as a motherfucker, you can throw an extra $50 to get some head in VIP, so that's the same shit. It is what it is. You know you ain't going to never see this bitch no more, you know?
Look, but I've been in the strip club every motherfucking day. Every day I'm in the strip club, so fucking talking to a naked bitch is nothing to me, and I don't mean to call a bitch, but you know what I'm saying? Talking to a naked woman, I have conversations with her. Now, I ain't even what pussy to me is like, yo, F Daily, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't enthused, and I don't get happy because a chick smile. Chick like to smile in your face and think they could get it all with a smile. Fuck out of here. You ain't getting shit from me. You smile at me, motherfucker. I'm going to tell you how motherfucking clean your teeth is. All that extra shit. You ain't getting... Charlie, you got a piece of asparagus stuck in your motherfucking third molar? Smile at me like you going to get something out of me because you smile. Women like to give niggas this fucking aura of a pussy promise. And they promise you the pussy and for a long time and shit. And niggas go for it. You can't promise me no pussy. You're going to give me it now or I ain't fucking with you. A pussy promise and shit. Keep a nigga on a string, buying her weed, buying her alcohol, buying her kids shit, buying this. Now, I'm going to give you some pussy next week. I'm on my period. You a lying motherfucker. You was on your period last motherfucking week. See, this is the set show, so we can talk this kind of shit. This ain't no hip-hop shit. We talking motherfucking straight orgasms out this motherfucker tonight.
Oh, my gosh. You is too damn funny.
You is too funny. Do you want me to play any of your music? Because, like, I like the old shit, but I can't even front. Let's bring hip-hop back. That shit is so fucking crazy.
Thank you, darling. Thank
you. Would you like to play?
No, if you want to play, you can play it if you want. It's not my show. You can do what you want. Do what you like.
Yeah, because
I'll be on hold.
Do what I like?
Do what you like. No, I take that back. Like I said, you was motherfucking talking about brr, phone sex with Gucci. That shit sound like a nigga throwing up on the pussy. I had to ask myself, what kind of shit is she into? Fuck
no,
out of here.
With him, I did a prank call the night before. He was so fucking thirsty that he kept calling back into the station until he finally got me, right? So I'm like, you ever had phone sex before? He was like, no, I'm a virgin. And he sounded like JT Money. So I'm like, okay, I'm about to clown his ass. So it's like I had did a prank call before with Bird, because that's what Gucci says, and I made a little boy cry. So I'm like, I'll make this dude jack his dick and say Burr. And I had a good time. Everybody listened, and we had a good-ass laugh. Now, mind you, after the phone call was over, I never tell people it's a prank call or anything. This motherfucker kept calling back into the show trying to talk to me. I finally played the prank call for this rapper, and he heard it, and everybody laughing at him. Then he stopped calling.
Wow. See, I don't trust none of that shit. I don't trust. See, I'm the reason. All right, I'm part of the reason why some of you niggas out there can't get no pussy cams no more, because I used to fucking be a terrorist with that shit. Chick, send me a pussy cam. Oh, and then you want to act funny? I'm going to put your pussy on Yahoo. All right? So they got up on that shit, screen captures and all of that shit. So y'all niggas is fucked up. Y'all can't get no pussy cams no more. But you can never get me on a fucking, what you call it? Chicks used to always like, oh, let me see you flash your dick. What, so you could put on YouTube, bitch, that I seen fucking Shan's dick your last night? Fuck you, ho. No.
They still
so
do
there's
that
no
Uber
pictures
and,
of my dick, but there's
that.
Plenty of pictures of fucking chicks with fucking Shan written across their titty. Yo, right, go in the room and write Shan on your titty and send me that picture. There's plenty of those, but ain't no Shan dick pictures. Fuck out of here. Won't be putting me on YouTube. And you won't be playing me as a prank call. Fuck out of here. You going to call me, talk about let's have phone sex. Nigga, you better get a motherfucking car and make your way to my house. Fuck you talking about.
But see, you got to think about it. All the prank calls that I've ever done on the show were from people that set their friends up. I've never prank called anybody that I know. I don't know any of those people that I've prank called. Never met them. First time I talked to them was when they people gave me their phone number, and I called them, and they fell victim to my bullshit.
Yo, you want to know how I used to prank call people? I used to prank call people and tell them I'm with the CDC and tell them that your last boyfriend has been tested positive, and I think that you need to go get yourself tested. Those were my prank calls. I would call them and just do some dumb shit like that. Yes.
That's the shit that will get you fucked up.
That would get enough, won't get me fucked up, because I'm on the other end of the phone and put that shit in their mind and then hung up. Excuse me, do you have a boyfriend named so-and-so? Do you have a da-da-da-da and know all of their business? And then tell them, excuse me, he's been tested positive. Don't get a nigga fucked up. That's my kind of prank call and shit.
That's some dirty-ass shit.
It is, but fuck it. You fell for it. I don't think I can ever get caught with a prank call at all. I'm telling you. You can't even call me on some real shit and not get cursed out. Call me if you want to on some, those fucking telemarketer motherfuckers get cursed out all the time. Gonna call my phone and call me by my first name. Motherfucker, you don't know me? Why are you calling me by my first name? Who the fuck are you?
That's funny.
I'm telling you, all of them got it to the point nowadays where they're trying to make it to where everything first name basis. Nigga, you don't know me, motherfucker. I'm a man of a certain age. You're going to call me Mister. Fuck you mean.
If one of them call, telemarketers call my crib and she sound good, I'll be trying to holler at her.
Look, now you a dummy. You want to know why? Because that bitch is sitting in the middle of fucking cornfield in Ohio, and you trying to get out of it. You must got bus fare money. I don't know.
Hey, listen,
that bitch
sitting
somewhere,
listen,
Bangladesh. Shit, that's customer service.
I have frequent fly miles. I've been to other states off of that, off of MySpace. MySpace had me on frequent flyer miles.
You mean you use your frequent flyer miles for fucking some MySpace pussy?
Yep.
I ain't even mad at you, shit. I ain't even mad at you. My fucking frequent flyer miles, shit, you don't lose nothing on that one. And if the pussy was good, nigga, that's a plus. Fuck.
Oh, it was yeah, I stood 3 days in Louisville, Kentucky.
Look, he was in the cornfields, y'all.
In the cornfields, brother.
Oh, yeah.
He was
in the middle of
cows
Kentucky
that night.
In the middle of Kentucky, off of MySpace. Had me in the middle of Kentucky.
I'm not even trying to meet no chick on the internet. I don't give a fuck. I ain't trying. I want to do that shit the old-fashioned way. Let me see you. Let me see you. Is that really your profile? That's your fucking picture from when you were 16, shorty. Let me see one of them now. Let me see how you look now. And I don't want to just see from the neck up, motherfucker.
You want to see the club pose pictures.
Right.
Let me see you squat. Let me see you squat in the professions.
Huh?
She only show her face and she show her pussy. Be like, okay, but what everything else but like? It'd be like, oh, boo, I'm going to show you. Bitches do some trifling shit when it comes to the internet and blind dating. But men do the same thing, too, though.
See, but I ain't
they'll
that motherfucker. I put my worst pictures up on Facebook and shit like that. Motherfuckers always put up their good pictures. No, goddamn well, you is not living like that 24 hours a day. Motherfucker, and then you find niggas on live camera, right, in your house at 3 o'clock in the morning. Bitch, why you got sunglasses on? Fuck, you got sunglasses and makeup. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Who you front for?
Niggas put on their pictures. Niggas got their pictures of their Easter outfit. When they in an Easter outfit, as their profile picture. Like, yeah, this is my best dress.
Look, and then shorty got to be like this. Ooh, did I take a picture of this last week? I can't post this again to Facebook this week.
The funny thing is that they kill me when they be taking a picture of a wad of money, knowing damn well that's your rent money. Stop fronting.
Oh, I ain't mad at them for doing that shit. Some motherfuckers have to prove to people their net worth and shit, so they got to show something and shit. You want to impress me? Show me a video of you spinning that shit. Then I'll be impressed. Put it on YouTube, nigga. Go to YouTube and show me you spinning that motherfucker. Go drop that shit on something. Matter of fact, come to the club. I'm at Club Babes and shit. Come drop that shit on some pussy, and I'll believe you then.
Word, cut go to perfection, make it happen, make it rain.
Right.
Oh,
yo,
my
all
God.
Listeners out there, I know y'all on the fucking computer, so I need some motherfucking Twitter motherfuckers so y'all can fuck with me on a daily, MC_Shan, and I do be getting it cranking on Twitter, too. You say some fucked up shit, I'm probably going to Twitter smack the shit out you, but that's okay.
That's that Queensbridge flow right there.
See, like, that's what I said, motherfucking MC_Shan. Fuck with your nigga, yo. Fuck with me. This isn't the normal Shan. This ain't no record, nigga. This that nigga that just be on some other shit.
Oh, God. What have I gotten myself into?
I don't know what you got yourself into, but I know what I'm going to get out of this motherfucking conversation. I want the motherfucking link to that video, the straight link. I don't want to have to search. I'll take my chances. I'll just block that nigga out. I just want to look at you.
Boy, I need that link too, Chalk. You got to send me that link, yo. For real, I ain't never seen it.
I want really? That link. That shit just keep flashing back in my mind and just keep saying, get the link. Get the link.
I only saw the one when you squirted. I've never seen the one when you gave some head.
Things in there when I is the Harlem dude in there that I made yell? I'm not sure.
Shit, you sound like motherfucking competition. That's a chick that made me fucking tear up. I ain't met one that made me tear up yet. She hold a motherfucking standard, Jack. I don't know what the fuck she did to make a nigga eye tear up. I just had to look at her like, oh shit, what the fuck was that?
Damn. Wow.
Yes. And I still hold that motherfucking standard to the day, and I still motherfucking be tweeting or talk about motherfucking, you know I ain't cry yet again. You still
what
hold the world title
the
record. Somebody is fucking texting me off the fucking hook right now.
That would be I.
That
would be
fucking
odd.
Chain, nigga, stop.
That's what I asked for.
She sent you that link, kid.
I'm not getting the car back.
Now, we're going to go ahead.
How you texting me? How you texting me and I'm on the phone with you, mommy?
So you can have it when you get the hell off. You know how fast you operate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do operate fast and shit, but I want to direct.
And don't get no more direct than that. Look at the second text and you'll be like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. No, I don't want to look at the text. I want to look at the video and then be, oh, okay. Then I'm gonna fucking, look, then I'm going to have to say, yo, look, baby, wake up. You got to see this. Look at this, baby. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh. Don't do that. But then again.
Oh, shit. But that's a healthy relationship.
Yeah, but if she
yeah,
want you to
that's a healthy him? Relationship. How about you say?
Is she coming to summer jam with you?
Yeah, you and chicks. Jeez, don't fucking play with me, goddammit.
On the grounds that might incriminate me and I don't give a fuck, yes, and hell yes.
Because that was my motherfucking next question to you. Excuse me, ma'am. With all of this sex things that you got going on, have you ever done a chick?
Yeah, a couple.
All right, no more incrimination. Just wanted to know. That was inquiring minds wanted to know. See, I knew this was going to be a different kind of show. Just from the content, fuck talking about some motherfucking music. Fuck that. Y'all niggas can go catch that shit on YouTube if you like. Fuck that. Where the chicks at? There ain't no chicks call in. Where the chicks call in, please. I love to hear from a chick every blue moon. Let me hear what a chick got on her mind. We know what niggas got on their mind all day. I want to hear what a chick got on their mind.
We are getting them. Ashton, her fucking service is bad. So she got kicked off. So I'm doing a blast, and I'm trying to tweet, but you got me kind of
y'all are monsters with that tweeting, Jack. Y'all are monsters. I go to my timeline, my connects, or whatever the hell you call that, and it's like 50,000 of them. I'm like, damn, they tweet monsters. I thought I was a tweet monster.
I mean, you know, when you got a good guest coming on, you want everybody to know about it.
Right, and I'm retweeting right now as we speak.
You know what? I gotta play that song because I like it. And then we'll come back
hold
and we'll
on,
talk
that's
to
my me. Wife. I gotta see what she's hung. My daughter's out. Let me get that. I'll be right
okay,
back
and
to you.
Okay, I'm gonna play your song. Okay. I'm ready to play. Let's bring hip hop back. This is like the latest track by MC Shan. Now, where the hell is it? Okay, here we go.
Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spinning hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. I'm the type to claim I never knew that cat. And on sight, niggas laying you out flat. Confidential CI, nigga, you that rat. Claiming thug. Where the fuck they do that at? Is it to my understanding that you're handling coke keys? Talking about you pros? Nigga, you broke, please. You better save it for a lawyer. Less trips to the strip club, tricking on the toyer. You can never hold down what I maintain. Sick, got the people saying I ain't sane. Hot boy, acting like if you ain't flame. Got a chopper, but the bitch can't aim. In this game, son, I hustle like a nigga to sling crack. Waiting for these pussy little niggas to swing back. Me and you could never ever be on the same track. If coke was a notebook, this would be the bring back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Niggas step up and get your cranium cracked. I'm trying to be cool, this ain't a way to react. I really ain't feeling what he's saying, he whack. Y'all niggas fraud, so I'm taking it back. I'm his worst nightmare, everything he fears. Fuck all his talking, nigga, see me when the check clears. Now y'all rapping and pursuing careers, and this is shit that I've been doing for years. Since when do some 20 inches sit a nigga so high? Walking so the nigga didn't see me stroll by. This is why I'm still getting paid today. Cause legends don't die, we just fade away. He must have rolled the short bus cause he acts slow. The rookie nigga talking like he all pro. I'm jumping in but I ain't screaming, look out though. I'm screaming, fuck you nigga, die slow. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. You'd rather see a blind man cause he write braille. Why that nigga locked up cause he like jail? This nigga here shook cause he look all pale. A tame a beast, you got to grab it by the tail. But the trick is, I'm hard to catch. And your style and my style, they hardly match. I'm looking at the surface and it's hardly scratch. You still bleeding and you partly patch. I stay on point and keep one in the chain. And ain't worried about you cause your bitch ass lame. Fuck around and I'ma leave your bitch ass maimed. Nothing personal, it's part of the game. Original Don, you know where I'm with me. My gun pun cock, no bullshit talk. Your pussy all that rude boy, I move from a jet. My tech is the rusty, but still I shoot shit. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Can I order a beef fried rice with a chicken wing?
With a chicken head on the side.
I see you took that opportunity to play some of that goddamn music. That's my wife calling me, telling me my daughter's trying to rush somebody to bring her a car, which is not happening. Fuck out of here. Niggas got shit to do. We ain't rushing to bring you no motherfucking car. You bugger. My child is 17. Thinks she runs shit around here. She got a license and thinks she could demand motherfucking cars and shit. No. Take the school bus tomorrow. Shit, the only reason why I ain't out where I'm supposed to be is because I'm on the phone with y'all. But as soon as I get off the phone with y'all, I'm making a beeline. Boom, I'm out of here.
And then you're going to do what?
Huh? Then I'm going to do what?
Then you gonna do what?
Gonna have some fucking freedom, cause my wife took my daughter with her, and they going to do what they doing, and I'm going to get my freedom and go get me and do me, and then I'm coming home.
Oh, that is so sweet. That is so sweet. Now, how do you like living in Atlanta? Cause Atlanta is very special.
It is very special, but it's all right to me. I'm not going back to New York if that's what you're asking.
Oh,
I like
no.
the weather. I like the look. I like the property prices down here a whole lot better than up in New York. I mean, you couldn't even get a studio apartment for what I pay for my house here. Couldn't even get it.
Damn. It is high in New York from what I hear.
Very high.
Have you ever thought about doing porn?
Who, me?
Yeah.
My dick too little. It's big enough, but it ain't motherfucking all. I wouldn't like to have a big dick like that anyway, because I feel like that's a waste of pussy. I like my dick all the way in the pussy till my nuts are slapping the ass cheek. Now, if my dick was any longer, it'd be to the point where I'm wasting pussy there, because I can't even get my whole dick in the pussy and fucking get that I like. So I'd be fucked up. So all you niggas out there talking about, oh, I got a big dick, you ain't even getting all the pussy, nigga. Fuck out of here. Well, you getting all the pussy, but you ain't getting all the dick in, so.
I'm balls deep in these joints out here, man.
Look, I'll tell you, and if you're in the situation I am, right, you always find yourself, when you look for a chick, you look for a chick with little hands. Because a chick with little hands will always make your dick look big.
It look bigger, yep. That's a true fact right there. That ain't even theory. That's fact.
Right. Get a chick with little hands and shit.
Yep. That's how I try to keep them short, between 5'1 and 5'5, that they be having little hands.
Right, first, I ain't looking at your face first. I'm looking at your hands first. Oh, shit,
yep.
Shorty got a nice little hand.
Yep.
You don't even
know.
Think a nigga got a big dick.
I got little hands. I'm good then.
You damn sure are.
Oh. I'm
yep, you definitely make the, you definitely make the cut. You definitely make the team.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you know, I know you still do your thing in Atlanta and everything like that. So when you have females that approach you and they don't know that you're married and they're trying to give you pussy, what do you say to them?
Well, I don't say shit. That's all good. It's all good. It'll fucking move around. I move shit around. Just because I'm married and shit. My wife like you? Come here. Let me show you something. Charlie, you like her? That's how it go. See, but where I fucking hang out at, they all know her. So they ain't trying to give me shit. They ain't that motherfucker. You even look funny, we gonna tell her ass. So they all know her in the strip club. They know her. They like, yo, we ain't fucking with you, Shan. And she come out this motherfucker and bust somebody in their motherfucking head. We ain't fucking with you. So there is no really no motherfucking approaching me on some fucking other shit unless it's a new chick in the club and she don't know no better.
Damn.
Because she don't know no better, the quicker them other chicks going to be like, uh-uh. So I got fucking kind of like a fucking a curse and a fucking blessing at the same time.
Okay, what is your take on licking ass?
I ain't fucking with you. And again, let me stop lying, because I have fucking, my elbows have slipped and I fell and motherfucking my tongue has touched my wife's ass and shit. So I can't even front. It has happened and shit, but that's not like a normal criteria and shit. Go wash that motherfucker first. That's not like a, yo, that's not like one of them, yo, go ahead and bust that booty open. Let me lick my tongue in it. Not.
Oh, my gosh. I love how you answer my questions so truthfully.
Now,
yeah, I had to be truthful on that one because I know to myself I'd be lying if I say I never fell in before. I fell in before.
And I'd be so stupid to be like, I don't lick ass. I'm like, if a bitch has ever rolled your face, you done licked both holes. I'm sorry. Because we have a habit
right.
of grinding.
You know what, look. And then when y'all doing the laying down 69 shit, what do you think? It's right there at your fucking nose tip, motherfucker. What are you saying? So you might not have licked it, but your nose tipped and tickled
it.
Something.
You're smelling
it. Look, your nose tipped and tickled it. So fuck it. Same shit.
You smelling what she had for lunch.
Shit, you ain't never gave your motherfucking girl no head soon as she got out the shower, nigga? Shit.
Every nigga did that.
No shame in my game. Fuck that shit.
Man, a real nigga, you ain't did that.
She just got an earring put in her pussy, too? Shit. That shit did some extra shit.
Ooh,
that shit did some extra shit.
Sex.
She just be walking and shit, and that shit'll get hot, and she be like, oh, shit. I'll be like, what? I be getting mad. The fucking ring made you come and I'm coming by yourself.
But that enhances it. How do you feel about anal sex?
Well, I don't fuck with that right there. That shit spread diseases. But fucking I've had a freak in my life that just loved that shit. And I was like, yo, man, whatever you like, all right, cool, but that's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to deny it. You never deny your chick anything. She going to go get another nigga to fucking do what the fuck you won't do. So if your bitch say, yo, slip that shit between the butt cheeks, you better, because it's going to be a nigga going to dive right in. Fuck it. Might not be your motherfucking thing. But don't let the bitch look strong from the back. You have to keep telling her, yo, shorty, turn around. Turn around. Let me look at your face. Make sure you're looking kind of brawly back here and shit, motherfucker. I told you not to go to the gym so fucking much, and now you fucking up my whole groove.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even going to touch that. We have a call, 5869. You're up on the air.
Yo, what's poppin'? How you, Chuck?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I hear y'all going on crazy MC shit. Sound what it is, man. Salute.
What's up, brother? Chilling like
ain't
a villain.
Shit, man. Flatbush Brooklyn in the building. You already know.
Flatbush love. Brooklyn love your show, shawty.
All day. We out here, man. We out here. You know?
I see that.
I'm East New York.
Yeah, my man just passed me her pen and shit and was telling me about some radio show they had on the phone. I'm like, is this nigga fucking inviting me to a fucking chat room? Like, I'm not into that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, who up in here? Nah, I'm not into that, man. I know about all that. But, yeah, he shot me the topic and all that about, first of all, that shit sound mad childish. If a girl, if a nigga, I'm going to just be straight with it. If a nigga believes that a chick is nasty for licking his balls, he's gay. You need to kill yourself. Straight up. That's just what it is, because at the end of the day, the balls is attached to the dick. What you think? She's not going to suck on them shits too? Like, I like that shit. That shit might make my toes curl. I'm with it. I'm all for it.
Listen, my whole thing is don't clench your jaws too tight around them little motherfucking testicles. They hurt at the slightest fucking thing, okay? So you be easy with them little motherfucking marbles.
Now, you know I'm saying? You play with them gently, of course, but, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. And if a nigga got salty balls, that means you had a salty dick, which means you don't bathe. You know what I'm saying? If you bathe properly at least once a day, you could go through a day and come through and your nuts not be salty. You know what I'm saying? You've been out all
right.
day, but you ain't fucking, you know what I'm saying, salty.
Salty.
Point.
Like, it ain't 100 degrees outside, nigga. It's fucking 50 degrees in the shade, motherfucker.
Exactly, like, you know what I'm saying, you playing yourself if you never, you know what I'm saying, if you come home and shorty can't lick your balls and tell you that shit ain't salty, like, something wrong, man, you ain't bathing properly.
She don't fucking send you in the room and say, yo, nigga, go wash them nuts, motherfucker. She don't send you in the room and say, go wash them nuts, motherfucker, she'll just be licking some salty balls.
Yeah.
Come up like this.
All day. Oh, I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, Myrtle Beach coming up this weekend, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, all the women going out there with their EBT cards, you know what I'm saying, to go grocery shopping and leaving their kids with nothing to eat in the crib. That's That's what it is, man. I salute y'all, man.
Wow, it's fucking bike week.
Nah, they ain't got no
already?
More. They ain't got no more. They done sold it all at the corner store. They all cashed it in.
No, don't get it twisted. Listen. They re-up for Myrtle Beach, my nigga. They don't buy food out there. They ain't going to the Waffle House and all that. No, they get down there, they touch down, they going straight to the supermarket, and they cooking in their kitchenette with that EBT card. Trust me. They look like they went grocery shopping for 2 weeks, my nigga. But they house ain't
got nothing. I was down that motherfucker last year, nigga. I had the kitchen in my shit. Fuck that. I need to find a chick with an EBT card. I'm putting a shout out right now. I need a chick with an EBT card. We trying to go to Myrtle Beach and shit. I'm going to have the fucking kitchen going.
Now,
what's
some
G shit,
Shan? We looking for them this week. I'm looking for one right now, y'all. Listen. I'm on BBM, you know what I'm saying? I don't know my pin off top, but I'm S-Rock. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me if you got an EBT card and you plan on being on South Carolina this weekend. I'm going to be out there and we can go shopping,
turn it up
in the supermarket.
But look, did you notice how the nigga said if you going to be out there? He didn't say he taking you with him. Meet me over here, shorty.
You damn
meet me over here, shorty.
You damn right.
He said, meet me at Winn-Dixie and we can get it popping.
I cook, you get a plate or something. You know what I'm saying? Every time I cook, you get a plate. I ain't trying to make you my travel buddy. Fuck out of here. For what?
Shit. Fuck that. I might get me out of that deal.
At your
Winn-Dixie. Fuck that.
You could be a curb monkey on your tongue.
What the fuck? I never heard that one before.
Shout out to all the women that's going to be backpacking this weekend on niggas' bikes and shit. I see y'all, man. Word.
Oh, shit. Noah fucked up. I burnt my fucking clutches last year, and I didn't even put them bitches in yet. I ain't even got my fucking bike to ride. My shit start up and just don't go nowhere.
Yo, listen, Chad, at the end of the day, when you go to Myrtle, you don't even got to ride a bike no more. You just got to stand next to one. You good money, man.
Nah, nigga, I got my own. Fuck standing next to a nigga shit. I got my own.
I ain't mad at you, I'm just saying.
I just burnt the clutches out in that motherfucker. Fuck that. I should have had my shit because I damn sure would have told it there and been like, what? And been a kickstand nigga. Just, eh. What the fuck?
Crazy.
I was there last year. Now, I stayed in the Big Blue or whatever the fuck that hotel is, the Big Blue or some shit.
Oh, I just want, can I also shout somebody else out going to Myrtle? Shout out to all the women who got their period right before they leave for Myrtle. Aha. You can't cheat on your man. Aha.
The nigga still get head, though.
He's fucked up. He is fucked up.
Yo, listen, if you want your shorty to behave herself, trust me, she's going to Myrtle, she timed her period. She said, all right, Memorial weekend end on Monday, I should get my period by Tuesday. When you see she doing shit like that, right before she leaves, fuck her real good. Make her nut, like, really, really hard. By the time she get to Myrtle, 12 hours later, that period going to come down. She's going to be fucked for the rest of the weekend. Get her.
I say if you can't trust your motherfucking chick to go to no shit like that, leave her motherfucking ass. That's
not
what
for
the
what?
Fuck
she
I
probably,
say.
She probably doing her thing at home, but now you just got to do entrapment, brother. That's how that goes. All
right, but what I'm saying is this. If you can't trust your motherfucking chick to go the fuck out, you need to leave her fuck alone. Simple as that.
Nah, really,
I'm telling you, motherfuck that. Mine go out all the motherfucking time. See, mine is younger than me. You know what I'm saying? And she go out all the motherfucking time. Go the fuck on. Leave me the fuck alone. Go ahead. I don't give a fuck. Go ahead, please. And know what I also know, that when chicks go out lots of times, them motherfuckers ain't looking to have some other motherfucker in their ear. She just left you just dumbass at home. She ain't looking to have no other nigga in her motherfucking ear talking the same dumb shit that you talking at home. So lots of times your girl is actually going out to go out with her girlfriend. And when you come home, when she come home and you stress on that who the fuck you was fucking with shit, next week when she go out, she going to definitely fuck on your ass because you
on purpose,
because
you have to deal with the headache anyway. Hell yeah.
And y'all can thank me for that advice later. Just hit my Twitter, MC_Shan, and say thank you, nigga.
Plug. I fuck with this nigga Shan. That ain't real nigga.
I'm telling you, yo, it's like, motherfuck that. Niggas be fucking getting shit twisted, yo. Like, yo, you gonna stress and push your girl to be fucking somebody and shit. You know what I'm saying? All that stressing, what the fuck for? You don't like to be stressed when you go to fuck out. That's why I leave her alone. Because when I walk out the motherfucking door,
I do not want to hear my phone ringing every 5 motherfucking minutes that I'm outside the door. That's
You're
not going to work.
Right. You're
so you got
right.
to have a motherfucking mutual motherfucking respect, you know what I'm saying? And if you a dirty nigga and you going to bring dirt home to your motherfucking house, you just a dirty nigga.
Kill yourself.
Right.
Oh,
that's
my
real
God.
Shit, though, man. Nah, before I fuck with you, though, Sam, man. Salute, man, all day.
Fuck
Chalk,
with you, too.
All day. Chalk, thanks for having me. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go jump in the shower and get ready for this party.
See, he making sure when he gets to the party, he don't have salty balls. So when Shorty go say, yo, Shorty, come in the back with me. She going to be all right. See?
Oh, no,
gentlemen, if you're going out tonight, make sure that you wash your nuts really good.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. Y'all be safe, you
right? All right, chief
blood. If y'all, yeah, all day. If y'all in South Carolina, man, holler at me, man. I'll be out there on the strip all day. Just look for the Brooklyn niggas that's acting real loud and talking real reckless.
Right.
Okay.
With the Queens nigga standing behind him talking about, yeah, go ahead.
And the Long Island niggas behind the Queens niggas.
Oh, yeah, y'all definitely out there and shit. Shit, Long Island nigga, I'm from Central Islip also. I've been out that bitch for a minute before I got down here.
Oh, my gosh. What? Okay, how did you end up in Atlanta? Did you, I mean, because I know you did shows down there probably back in the day and everything. Was it just something about being in the South that just was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go to Atlanta? Because I know you've been all over the world, all over the United
States.
Well, we know
that I'm a truthful person, right? Well, we know that I'm a truthful person. I'm going to tell you the real reason why I'm in Atlanta. I'm serious. Motherfucking, I had bullshit in New York. Federales ran in my house. Couldn't get what the fuck they wanted to get. So, okay, every night we gonna fucking keep riding past Shan's house, shining the lights in his window, fucking with him at 2 in the morning. Who the fuck is Shan gonna call? The police on the police? I don't think so. You know what? Y'all motherfuckers just wanna catch me in something else to give me 100 years. Let me go to a motherfucking state where if a nigga catch you with an ounce of weed, it's a felony and you doing 5 motherfucking years. Because, motherfucking, I'm a nigga riding around with quarter pounds and pounds in the back fucking seat in Long Island. This is a fucking misdemeanor. But now these niggas had a fucking federal motherfucking informant on me. Okay, y'all niggas got me, but y'all ain't get the goods. And so I had to get out of New York, because if I had stayed in New York, y'all would have heard about Shan being in jail for 100 motherfucking thousand years. So I had to get the fuck out of New York and go somewhere where I don't know nobody. I'm not going to get back into the same bullshit that I was into in New York. None of that shit. So that's the real honest to God's truth. And you can look on the internet. The shit says motherfucking MC Shan busted with weed and all kind of shit in the house and guns. And look, the funny shit is I go to New York, I can't have a gun. And since they only caught me with a misdemeanor, here I am in Georgia, I got a gun license. And I can carry my gun anywhere I want, on my hip, like the Wild Wild West. Thank you very much, New York, and fuck you.
Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh.
It's Bloomberg,
man,
up there
Bloomberg.
Now. Bloomberg.
Fuck you, Bloomberg.
Bloomberg
you
trying to stop niggas from drinking soda, smoking cigarettes, all that. You tell niggas
right.
they can't
Bloomberg
drink
20 is trying
ounce
to use
soda.
His fucking, he's trying to put his morals on fucking New York City. Fuck you, Bloomberg.
Bloomberg trying to put a law out where you can't smoke a cigarette on the bus stop and places like that.
Yeah, he's doing dumb shit. As long as he leave the pussy alone, everything good.
You try messing with that too.
Shit.
Welcome back,
that's
Ashton.
That's when he's really going. Huh?
Hey, thanks. I'm in an area where my signal is real low. Girl, when I tell you this motherfucker is so off the chain that I just
Thank
don't know
you.
What to say. And we also have a call from a caller with the number block. I hate block callers, but the person.
Fuck it. Let that caller block too. Let the block call. That's fucking somebody's wife that don't know want their fucking husband to know that they fucking call it.
The person that just
and if it's a nigga, hang up on him.
Nah, listen.
Hang up. It's a nigga. Hang up.
Nah, don't hang up. I'm calling.
Did she hang up? I just was playing.
No, no, not for real.
I was just playing.
Oh,
that man
God.
Gonna be mad at you. I was just playing. Don't hang. Oh God. You ever had that man cursing you out?
No,
I was just playing.
Out.
Y'all know
like,
I'm a joker
Kim,
already.
MC Shan was in charge of the switchboard. And
no way. Look, look, check this out. I'll take that motherfucking wop. Yeah, I pressed the button. I cut you off and fuck it. I'll take it. Nobody else wants to take it. I'll take one for the team. I did it.
I like how you take shit
for
the team.
Yeah, but if you call it up blocking, you would do that's a straight that's some homo shit right there, son. State your name, let it be known who you are, where you call it from. That's all.
That nigga got a federal indictment on him. Fuck, he don't want his name showing up on your phone. Y'all might have the Fed sitting there. Shit, if you call my phone at the wrong motherfucking time, I'm going to answer my shit, Charlie's Pizza.
Shit.
Motherfucker don't recognize the voice. They hang up immediately, and I'd be like, thank you very much for not recognizing the voice. Charlie's Pizza.
Ashton, my stomach hurts. This motherfucker is my hero because he answered all the questions truthfully and honestly. And he isn't part of Team Lick the Ass on the regular basis, but he is part of Team Lick Ass.
Yeah, I did lick ass before. Now that you're thinking of it, I might tell her to take a nice shower when she come home. And let me just fucking put my tongue around the rim or something. I don't know. What the fuck? Who knows?
Lick the wall.
Since you're on the subject and shit, fuck it. Lucky she ain't
might
sitting
well.
Right here because I'd have, look, y'all have been like, that nigga crazy because I'm going to ask the baby, come put my tongue in your ass later. You think so? Okay. Because they asked me if I wanted to do that to you, so I'd have just asked her straight out. She know I'm crazy any motherfucking way.
Yeah, and that's the message, so she should be entitled to it.
Right. She entitled to whatever the fuck. She come in and talk about, I need my feet rubbed. I need a back rub. And I'll be like, don't want to do it, but I do it anyway, because I know she'd do it for me, so fuck it. And a lot of you niggas be having that same attitude I have. She'll talk about, go get me some soda, and you be like, damn, what the fuck you gotta fuck with me right now?
Uh-huh.
You ask her for a cup of soda, she gonna go get it, nigga. So just remember that shit next time she asks you for something. She'll do the shit for you, unless she's a grimy chick. Mine'll do it for me. So when she come in and say, I need a back rub, I need my feet rub, I need some something, go get me this, I go get it. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, damn.
Fans of God, they
need to take lessons from you.
Listen, don't let them take lessons. It'll be a nigga like me fucking their wife on the side because I know how to rub some feet. Fuck out of here. Matter of fact, don't listen, nigga. Go ahead, let her sit next to me. All my feet hurt, shawty. Let me rub them corns. Come here. Oh, my man don't do that at home. I know he don't. Shit. Or he don't rub your back either. And once I get to rubbing your back, and we having sex from there, because I'm going to touch all the right spaces, motherfucker. You'll be like, I cannot. Look, I'm going to have to give this nigga some pussy. He rubbed my back so well. And every time he rubs his hand down the back of the small of my back, he kind of winds up rubbing my ass a little bit. I'm going to give this nigga some pussy. So don't rub your girl back and feet, and a nigga like me will be fucking her. Thank you very much.
Amen. We have a call from Jamaica. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, damn. What the hell? Hold on.
Okay. 923, you're welcome.
Yo.
Hi.
Yeah, good night.
Hello? Good night.
Y'all motherfuckers hung up on me. That wasn't my fault. That was your fault, nigga. I heard you. It's a dude. Hang up on his ass. It's a dude. Right, nigga. But it's your fault for calling in block, nigga.
Can't do nothing about that, son. This is Jamaica, homeboy.
Oh, shit.
This Jamaica. I ain't down the street.
That nigga's in Jamaica right now. Nigga, what you did that you got deported?
How you know I got deported?
Nigga, you in Jamaica right now. What the fuck? Ain't shit in Jamaica but hot sun and fucking Trafalgar Square. and you speaking a crazy American accent, nigga, you got deported. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, nigga, you win. I got deported.
Nigga, look, I know I got plenty of motherfucking friends, nigga, down that bitch. I already know.
Robbery and shooting. I'll give you that shit. Robbery and shooting. I heard you talking about the feds, yo. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, shit out here is different, son. These motherfuckers ain't giving you a chance. You get me?
Yeah, yo, nigga, you don't want to go to motherfucking gun court, nigga, in Jamaica. You already know that.
Son, I've been there, done that. General Penitentiary,
son. I thought
you
was a true rude boy. You're a true rude boy, that.
Did nine years, son.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't fuck around down that motherfucking nigga. I don't stop at red lights when I'm in Jamaica. I don't give a fuck. Let it be nighttime. I got robbed by the cops so many times. And the cops don't rob you in Jamaica like regular motherfuckers will rob you. Them niggas will rob you like this. If you speak and you speak that American shit, nigga, you better fucking try and put some patois on that motherfucker. Because the motherfucker gonna say, hey, listen, my hungry. Nigga, you better come and get that nigga $300 Jamaican dollars. You know what I'm saying? That nigga robbed me so many times in Jamaica. The police. You corrupt motherfucker.
That's the real shit.
Man, free, man, hungry. Nigga, here you speak with a fucking American accent, nigga. You better give up them four American dollars that's going to equal 40, 60, 80, 100. Shit. Four American dollars, nigga, here, take that shit.
That's that real shit. But now,
I was going to buy a fucking house in Red Hills that overlooked the Pegasus Hotel and shit.
Right.
Man,
right.
That shit was the fucking hot shit. But the American government could have came and took my house because Jamaica, they got treaties with these niggas. So if I'd have faulted on my taxes in the States, they'd have went and got my shit down there. I said, fuck it. I'll just go visit and stay at the Pegasus. Or else I'm going to go to fucking Roy's studio. You know motherfucking Mixing Lab. You know Don Barton Avenue in New Kingston?
Yeah.
That's where the fuck I stayed at. That's where I stayed, right off of Trafalgar.
That's cool, man. When you coming back?
Shit, I don't know. When them motherfuckers give me my passport back. Shit. I'm ready to go now.
On some real shit. I'm trying to get the fuck out of here, yo, because this shit is crazy. I mean, I came down, I did some dirt, you know, trying to get on my feet and shit. And these motherfuckers, man, like you said, the police, these dudes, they don't fuck around. You know, the second they hear your name start calling, they like, yo, let's go knock on this nigga door. You get me? So
yeah.
I'm in here and I'm fucking and I hear this tender ass knock on my door. Tup, 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 tup. So I'm thinking it's another bitch, you know? So I'm like, oh, shit, it's about to get fucked up. I go to the door, I crack the door, I'm like, who is it? Boom! Fucking door kicks in. Hey, I couldn't even count police. I swear the whole Kingston police station was in my fucking house, yo. Bitch in the bed, naked, under the sheets, screaming her ass off. I'm sitting there wondering, like, yo, it's the night, my motherfucking night. And to be honest,
right.
Had a strap in the
fucking
house.
With them niggas, it might have been. You never know, nigga. You already know how that shit go down.
Nah, but I'm telling you, like, these niggas, they kill you, then they ask, they kill you, then they plant guns, they plant dirty burners on you. You get me?
Yeah, I know what it
once
is.
They, once,
yo,
once
do you know
they
Too Tall?
Spot, once they
you know Too Tall?
Weapon.
Listen, you down there, you know Too Tall?
From where? I mean,
that
don't
nigga,
get fucked up, son. It's an island, but it ain't like a little city.
Nah, but Too Tall, his name ring a little bells down that bitch. But I guess it ain't ringing no bells nowadays because you like, nigga, what side of the island?
Exactly.
Where the island him come from? Him from French Town. Him from Spanish Town, huh?
But
yo, see, people don't really know the real side of Jamaica. They just see the shit that you see on TV. These motherfuckers don't know when you run going to a house that these niggas only got cold running water. Nigga, and they cooking on fucking tire rims. America don't know fucking shit. Until you go to someplace like Jamaica, a third world spot, nigga, you don't know shit. And you appreciate that hot water you got in the States, motherfucker.
Yo, I tell anybody this shit, though. You get deported from America and you live in Kingston for 30 fucking days and you can keep your life, man, you can live in this motherfucker for the rest of your life. Trust me. Because I don't think ain't nowhere else in the world could teach you how to live in the streets like Kingston, Jamaica, son. I tell you that.
Yo, let me tell you something. You know the flea market? I would never go to the fucking flea market over that bitch. Ever again. Never fucking again. I don't give a fuck. I could have 20 armed guards, nigga. I'm not going to the flea market.
Yo, look,
I'm not no punk-ass nigga. But them dirty-faced, school-faced rude boy don't give a fuck. I'll cut your blood clot, you know? I don't give a fuck. Them niggas look at you, school face, nigga. And you ain't got no gun in Jamaica, nigga. Shit. I'm not going to that shit. And I'm not no bitch, nigga. But I'm not going to the flea market. Fuck you.
Yo, shit, serious down here, son. Because, I mean, they killed one of my little niggas the other day, son. 17 years old and gave that nigga almost 25 shots, yo. You know, but that nigga was 17 and he done killed like 14 people. You get me?
Yeah.
Wow. And they finally caught up with his ass the other day, son. And they did fix his business. You know? But that shit ain't gonna go down like that though, because that little nigga name was ringing bells in the town, you get me?
Yeah. Which town you in?
You know, a lot of niggas ain't gonna let that shit go. From what I'm hearing, niggas saying they gonna flick a police at least once a week for the next 6 months. You get me?
Oh, the police did it?
Yeah, I'm proud they gave the little nigga, son. You know, but I ain't gonna lie, that little nigga was a singer, son, a real shooter, you get me?
They
kill people and laugh, dog. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, they can't take this nigga in, they gotta get rid of him. Gave the little nigga 25, son. You know?
Well, fucking reap what you sow.
Yo, but the block is saying this shit ain't gonna go down like that, though.
Of course. It can't go down like that. You know what the fuck it is?
They could have brought him in. They didn't bring him in. So they was like, all right, then fuck it. This is how y'all dealing with it. We going to kill the police once a week for the next 6 months.
Mm-mm-mm.
You get me? Yo,
Mommy, where you at?
Real down here, son. I don't want, huh?
I was asking where Mommy go.
I'm listening to all of this, debating on if I want to come to Jamaica anytime soon.
Go to Ochi or some shit like that. Go to Ochi or Montego Bay.
Montego Bay.
Them are good. You know what I'm saying?
Home.
But I'll tell you what,
you
when you get
places,
there.
You ain't even missing home.
Look, but
you
when
go
you
to
get
places,
to that
you
part.
You ain't even missing America.
But look, when you go there, though, Mommy, you better fucking be prepared to spend American money in that fucking part of town. If you in Kingston, you can spend fucking Kingston money. But when you go to Montego Bay and the grill and all that shit, the motherfucking Jamaican niggas that know they only got 10 Jamaican in their pocket, they want 10 Jamaican, they want 10 American. So when you go to them parts, you got to deal like you dealing at home. You'll get fucking broke immediately. A nigga like me was living in Kingston like a motherfucking king.
That's real.
But fuck around, you go to the grill and shit like that. I used to go to Ochi Rios every fucking weekend, take and jump in the car, go to Ochi, and snatch some chick up from the island. And now, stupid me, I'm thinking that, yo, you from motherfucking Jamaica, all this blue, beautiful water, you can't swim. Yeah, right. I took a chick out on the motherfucking, jet ski, out in the middle of the ocean in Jamaica and flipped the shit. She couldn't swim, for real. He couldn't swim for real. I was like, you motherfucker. A boat had to come out and save her ass.
And why you ain't saving her?
I couldn't swim either. What the fuck you talking about?
What the fuck you doing on jet skis in the middle of the ocean?
Because I don't give a fuck.
This nigga, wow.
Look, because I don't give a fuck. That's why. Shit, fuck that. Nigga, I could tread water for at least 20 minutes. I know I got at least 20 minutes after I slip over. You know what I mean? But it was kind of fucked up. That was my naiveness, thinking all this beautiful fucking water out here, you don't know how to swim. Sure, you're right. You done been in the ocean and caught a crab or two fucking live. Nigga, don't play.
Nah, but
damn.
Mommy.
And look. And the Fern Gully, that fucking Fern Gully is the beautifulest thing. If you just go through Fern Gully, any of you American motherfuckers, go there and just drive through Fern Gully. That shit is beautiful.
Yeah, that's real.
Fucking beautiful. Real. Every other fucking spot you turn around, you got the little Jamaican man selling the wooden fucking staffs and all the shit, all the souvenirs and shit. Look, you know how everybody go down Dunn River? I climb up Dunn River while the fucking tour is going down.
You're supposed to climb up.
Huh?
You're supposed to climb up. Up is the way to
go,
man.
Oh, so whatever way they was coming, I was going the opposite way, doing some fuckboy shit.
Break all rules,
right? Fuckboy Yankee thing I was doing, a rude boy.
Yo, but on some serious shit, though, I'll be on the internet, and I'll be looking at, like, the strippers y'all got up there, the strippers down south, the strippers in New York, you know, and I'm trying to compare them to the strippers that we got in JA, and I got to be honest with you, our strippers down here, they shit getting topped up, son. They almost neck and neck with the bitches up there. No, sorry, no bitches. They almost neck and neck with the strippers up there. You know,
yo,
I mean,
bullshit.
A lot of the
bullshit
shit that I've seen on the internet.
Bullshit.
Nah,
I'm about to tell you bullshit. The Jamaican girls got these American girls fucked up. They got them fucked up because they know how to pop that ass, and they do that nasty-ass Jamaican dance, nigga. I don't give a fuck. They have a nigga dick hard with his clothes on. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. They be doing that shit, nigga, to jump right on your dick and break it.
Holy
shit.
Yo, mommy, on a serious level, though, you need to know this island, B. I mean, it's a beautiful place, but like Shan said, just avoid Kingston. If you want to really have fun in JA, you got to come to JA with a nigga like Shan. He said he's been here. You know, so he knows how this shit go down. You know,
right, I already know
Shan
how to move
guy.
In Jamaica. I already know how to move.
Right. And that's what she means.
Let me tell you how ill I was when I was in Jamaica. You know, niggas do not go to that motherfucking airport, nigga. You go to that airport, you better know somebody or know something. These niggas at the airport used to call me Pretty Fierce Rude Boy, because I didn't give a fuck. I was down that bitch. I had my ratchet and every motherfucking thing, my motherfucking belt hanging, the whole shit. Would go to the airport to trade my money. I was fucking with the black market niggas. I wouldn't fuck with the banks. So them niggas, see, I was coming through with mad cash. Them niggas had my neck back protect like a motherfucker. Nigga, don't touch that nigga right there. Look, and when I leave Jamaica, I don't never leave with no clothes. I leave all my shit at the airport with all the niggas talking about, you believe your ting, me, your little ting? I come back to the States with not a fucking drop of clothes.
Yeah.
So you know I know my way around Jamaica.
You do know your way around. Mommy, you need a visit.
Yes.
You need a visit.
Yes,
I need to bring my Look, mommy, and you got to get used to the blackouts every other night.
Oh, Lord. Ashton, I think I can take my felony head game to Jamaica.
Girl, be careful.
Well, yo, Shan, if mommy come to Jamaica, she pass a bunch of rude boys, and they be like, yo, Yankee girl. And mommy be like, don't talk to me. They be like, hey, Yankee girl.
Right. Come here, Yankee girl. Well, you a road boy. Black roses.
Hey, mommy. First rule. Being a tourist in Jamaican. If you pass on Jamaicans and they say "What's up, sexy?" Just wave a smile. Wave a smile. Do not fan them niggas off. Cause you fan them off, disrespect gonna reach your ass.
Right, definitely a
bummer crowd.
Where I think you're doing,
exactly.
Your mama pussy.
Look,
You're going to be sucking your mama pussy oil and everything in the fucking next 5 minutes.
Suck your mother, young people.
Right, go suck your
mother.
Yo, I had so much fun in your motherfucking country, though. On some real
shit.
Yeah,
it's real out here, though.
Look,
I ain't going to lie. Bodies out here
with me when I went, right? Look, let me tell you. I had a dumbass nigga with me when I went. We had, like, that diplomatic immunity shit where none of our shit got checked and shit. Somebody got hit off in Parliament. So our shit just came through. This dumb motherfucker want to smuggle weed to Jamaica. You dumb fuck, we going to Jamaica. All the fucking weed in the world is in Jamaica. You going to smuggle weed. You going by yourself. I don't know nothing about that. You dumb motherfucker.
Yo, Jamaica got the highest grade of weed.
Look,
that is a dumbass nigga.
No.
How the fuck?
Fatness, you know Fatness, the music man? You know Fatness, the one with his hands is all fucked up?
Yeah.
That nigga used to bring me fucking tree stalks of weed, still stuck to the fucking bud, like a fucking foot long. The nigga used to bring me the shit so sticky you fucking fuck your fingers up.
Yo, Shan, they got a little city out here named Westmoreland, son. You need to get familiar with that shit. I mean,
Westmoreland?
Yeah. You walk through this little trail and then you end up in this fucking weed farm, and I swear, just the smell of the weed alone, you high as hell. When you look in the farm, son, this shit is glistening. I'm talking like gold. The pollen.
Go ahead and touch
it.
Get your fucking hand chopped off if you want, nigga. Get your motherfucking hand chopped off, nigga. Go ahead and mark corn feel if you want. Shit. Who's in power now, PNP or SBN?
PNP in power now.
Man, and look, when them motherfuckers have their little fucking fight down there, PNP, SBN, your ass better not cross one of them motherfucking roadblocks. You get your ass killed, nigga.
I ain't no lie. But yo,
shit, you know I know about some Jamaica shit, nigga.
They fucking up the country, son. Trust me. But I'm biased, though, because I'm on the other side. You get me?
Yeah. Look, it used to be
where
a motherfucking little private beach that I used to go to called Paradise Cove. The motherfuckers They cook my fish, give me my weed, give me all that shit. I got the fucking beach to my fucking self. The swimming pool, all that shit, yo. I mean, I used to go around Jamaica. Them niggas know when I'm coming, boy. That Yankee boy, them. Dressed like a rude boy.
Yo, shit is fucked up, though, because when I got deported, right? When I got deported in a time where they was having political wars, right? So where my grandfather's house was in a, how could I say this shit? It was in a, all right, you know it's JLP and PNP, right?
Yeah.
That's the government down here. You got JLP and PNP, just like how you got Democrats and Republicans up there, right? So
yep.
Where my grandfather lived was PNP. And, you know, the other side was JLP. So just like you said, you can't cross certain borders, right? So I get deported. All right, bear in mind, right, I got tried as an adult when I was 16 in America, right? So I rub a little time. I come down here. I get deported. I'm down here for, like, 3 days. And this nigga just comes up to me and is like, yo, where you live? I'm like, right here. He was like, all right, hold it. The nigga gives me a gun. I was like, if you see anybody crossing that street, kill him. And I'm like, what the fuck? I could get used to Jamaica. Yo, the dude.
Just see, look, where I live, boy. Let you have
yo,
said.
I mean, son, this nigga don't know me from nowhere. He was like, yo, where you live? I'm like, right here. He was like, yo, hold it. Anybody you see crossing that street, kill him. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting out there by my gate, by my grandfather's gate with a gun in my hand. I'm like, yo, fuck the police. I guess this nigga
right.
Must be the fucking president of Jamaica. He just came and put a gun in my motherfucking hand. He don't even know me.
And so you kill a
so
nigga
down my street. This is how my shit got started. You know, I went to the store. A couple of niggas came at me.
bust a shot over my head. And I'm like, okay, that's how y'all dealing with it? My grandfather heard it. When I went in the house, he was like, yo, what happened? And I'm like, yo, these dudes just came to me and was like, yo, DeForce, you're going to need to start giving us some money. And I laughed at him, and they bust a shot over my head and told me that the next one ain't going to miss. And my grandfather was like, all right, then, go around the back. Because my grandfather, he's real old school. He's one of them OG motherfuckers. Rest in peace.
He got a machete. Bring me the machete.
Machete? My grandfather got a big fucking 357 bulldog buried in the backyard. You know, he tells me, go dig it up. I go dig it up, and he was like, yo, next time you see him, don't let him get away. And I was like, all right, fuck it. You know, so
I'm out there waiting on you. Say no more. Say no more. Say no more.
You know, so that's what happened. You know, caught the nigga slipping, ran him down, ran right in the hands of police. But I'm telling you this, police, they are scared to death of foreigners. I tell you that shit now. I mean, don't get my shit fucked up. I clapped the niggas and ran right in the hands of police. When they pointed the guns at me and I started talking, it was like, oh, you American? No, we can't kill him. If they only fucking
Right, nigga. You're going to have problems fucking with that nigga. Oh, no.
Once I started talking, it was like, oh, you American? You can't kill him. Take him in. So they took me in. When they ran my name, it was like, you motherfucker. You Jamaican? You were deported at that? Okay, you got away.
They started treating you like shit.
These motherfuckers took me to court. Nah, on the sincere shit, I'm in the police station. When they found out I'm Jamaican and I got deported, they beat my ass. I ain't even going to lie. I ain't going to front like I'm no fucking Billy Badass. They had me handcuffed. My right hand was handcuffed across my lap under the bench. That means my whole head was exposed. These niggas whooped my ass. This is the police I'm telling you about, son. Man, I got my ass beat. I ain't even gonna lie. I don't even like to think about that shit. I'm getting motherfucking goosebumps thinking about that ass whooping.
I hear that shit. Hey, yo, mommy, where the fuck you at?
Sitting here listening to y'all and laughing like a motherfucking tweeting.
No, because now you got me sitting here talking to a nigga for a half hour without no fucking woman interaction. Fuck that. He cool in the whole shit. But fuck that, nigga. You ain't going to have us on the radio like, look at them two niggas talking. Ah, fuck out of here. Bring your ass back on the show.
Y'all was bonding with the Jamaica shit, so, you know, hey, I'm getting my knowledge on today. I'm learning a new culture. I'm learning what to do and what not to do.
From an American and a
deportee. The best way to learn is to bring your ass out here.
Look, you learned this from an American and a deportee and shit. I knew that nigga was a deportee from fucking day one.
Mommy, the best way to learn is to bring your ass out here. Because like I told you,
I grew up in the state,
and I brought all my creepy shit down here. And these motherfuckers
are
life
creepy. At 11:30, but y'all kept fucking talking. Who am I to interfere?
Oh, so the show been over, and we just been yakking is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all. Fuck that. I mean, I can get the fuck out the house. I'm in here sweating and shit. Ain't got no AC on and shit. I'm sweating because I'm about to run out the house. And you just stopped the show an hour ago.
Nah, but don't forget shit, though. I got to go, y'all. I got to go. You all right,
do your thing.
Me,
don't use
sleep.
Them fucking Jamaican minutes, nigga. You already know them shits is expensive.
Yo, shit is all good, Sam, man. Respect every time, son.
Respect,
Mommy.
Respect all the time. Every time.
Mommy,
thank you for calling,
love, baby. No love, baby. See me whenever.
Thank you, boo.
All right, later, baby.
Thank you for having me on the show. It was wonderful. I'm going to write a blog about it, and I will be promoted. I'll do it tomorrow after my photo shoot.
Okay. Show enough.
Don't
just keep me posted.
I will, and I look forward to meeting you next month.
All right.
All right.
All right. Out.
Ashton? Ashton? Well, damn, everybody loves me. Thank you for tuning in. Join us on Friday night when we will be talking with the Hype Magazine. Several Twitter followers, love, sex, relationships, and marriage. Check it out on Twitter, hashtag LSRM. It's going down, baby, Friday night, 9:30 to 11:30 or to whenever we get fucking tired of talking and Blog Talk kicks us off. This is Chalk Mommy. I'm out.